Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, BPM, share number 144, Bais Pnimi Shir for Men, share number 144. We're going to start a wonderful book endorsed by Rabbi Twersky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, called The Win-Win Marriage by Yecheskel Seltzer, a guide for Jewish husbands, in particular for husbands, for men. Yecheskel Seltzer headed the organization GuardYourEyes.com. He's the director of that. He's a pioneer in the field of spiritual and emotional well-being. He helped transform many husbands, healing, working through people who suffer from addiction and other types of things, wonderful things. About 15 years ago, I started volunteering, writing things on that site. And if it wouldn't be for doing that, and it's a long story, Hashgacha Pratis on all of that, but during the time, and I was very active there for about 10 years, then it started, dwindling somewhat, but I gained and gleaned a lot of material then about the Shalom Bayis Shiur when Hashgacha Pratis worked it out with Hashem's help that 4 years ago I started doing these WhatsApp groups and shiurim. I already had material based on the 10 years prior, 11 years prior of that experience. So he wrote a book, a beautiful book for men working through to be good husbands and to promote Shalom Bayis. And we're going to share a lot of this book here. He brings down, Rabbi Twersky brings down as a foreword, and we bring this down a lot. It must be a Kabbalah, because I never saw it in his actual writings. Of Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Arizal, writes that even a person who is totally devoted to Chesed, but when the Yom HaDin comes, he expects to be welcomed in Gan Eden with tremendous kavod because of all the Chesed that he did, but we will be shocked that Gan Eden's doors are closed to him. And he said, I spend my life doing Chesed, and the Beis Din will say that we judge you more how you relate to your wife, and you were irritable, criticizing her, insensitive to her needs. So these acts of chesed did not have merit. And that's a wake-up call for us. It's very, very important. Now, in the introduction to the book, Yecheskel Seltzer says that, we used to have this pride about the high divorce rate in the secular world compared to the successes of Jewish marriages. The divorce rate was very low. Unfortunately, it skyrocketed. Now, sometimes it was necessary, but very often it's unnecessary. And it's tremendously, terrible in the way that we lack that knowledge, we lack that experience, we lack that on working on a basic midas that would really change the situation completely. Now, he talks about his website, Guard Your Eyes, which even though the main focus of it is the inappropriate internet use, which many members there are married men, which, by the way, this causes a tremendous amount of Shalom Bayis issues. So that's something that has to be dealt with. The book is not about this exclusively or really primarily. It's about overall marriage. It's interesting that most husbands would rather learn a whole Masechta of Gemara than learn a single page of a marriage book. They'll say it's bittel zman, but that's what they'll say. But he believes that the main reason men avoid such books is because they despair of actually being able to improve their marriage. There's sort of a yush there. And when he saw in his experience in Guard Your Eyes of how using the right tools, men can change in unbelievable ways to transform their lives from pulling away from unhealthy aspects of lack of Shmiras Einayim, pornography and other things, the goal of this book, he says, was to offer also dozens and dozens of practical tools based on Torah teachings that will enable husbands to grow to build a Bayis Ne'eman B'Yisrael. He says to be patient with yourself, to be gentle with yourself. Don't expect perfection. Don't lose faith in your own goodness. When you expect perfection, it'll lead to inner conflict. It'll lead to suffering. Expect some setbacks towards your goal. Even if you mess up, you identify your failures and you turn the page, forgive yourself, and you try again. So there's no one technique that mamish helps completely, But you have to not give up hope. Recognize all success comes fresh from Hashem. And you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for siyata d'shmaya. Now, in the introduction to this book, he makes a couple of very, very important points and with what the site of this book is based on. And again, this book, he doesn't want women to read. Women should not read this book. And the shiur we're giving now on this book is not meant for women. They need their own work to do what they need to do. But the reason why this is exclusively for men is because a lot of this has to do with what men need to work on themselves for themselves. You know, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz MiYira Shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except Yira Shamayim, which means that we have free will to make those moral choices. Everything else is Tali in Hashem. In marriage, what does that mean? We have free will, whether to blame our wife for being late for a wedding, or whether we'll get to the chuppah on time, whether we blame them, or we get caught in a traffic jam, or the car will break down, or the chuppah will start an hour later. All this is up to Hashem. What's our job is the Yirei Shamayim, the moral choice of choosing right and staying away from negative things. This principle is based on a two-pipe connection, connecting to a person. There's an outflow pipe, which flows outwards from you, which you have the ability to control. That's your words and that's your actions. Okay, you can't totally control your thoughts. We'll talk about that. But you could direct it and then make conscious, healthy choices in your mind and your heart to say the right words and to do the right actions. That's the outflow pipe that is Tully in you. Then there's the inflow pipe, the things that flow towards you, which is everything else. How much money you make or lose, the way people, including your wife, including your children, treat you, whether your chavrus or business partner keeps their promises to you, whether you'll get that job that you want or not, all of that is not up to you. So we have 100% control over our outflow pipe, our own words, our own actions. You know, he mentions in a note of the old Dessler, in the first Chelek of Michtam Eliyahu, talks about an Akudas Abachira, where your point of choice is. Some choices are above and beneath you, but you have a level of free will with your words and actions that you can choose what you'll do, what you'll say, and even what you think, which we'll talk about, that you do have the ability to a great extent to direct your thoughts properly. This is evidence in the mitzvah of not hold a grudge, right? Which to us is very hard, but we have the ability to do that, not to hate our brother in our heart, to remember Zechiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have full control over that outflow pipe of our words and actions flowing outward. What we have zero control over is the inflow pipe, what happens to us. That is in control of Hashem. If we chalila trip, sprain our ankle, or if our wife forgot to pick up our suit from the dry cleaners, or we have nothing to wear for Yontif, all this is from Hashem. The first two mitzvahs of the Ten Commandments, the first two of the main six mitzvahs that are constant, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, is to know, Anochi v'Lo-Yi Alecha, to know that Hashem is in total control. You can choose early to get up, let's say, to daven v'sikin. That moral choice is in your control. Whether you actually get up to shul on time, without your wife going to labor then, or your mother calling for an emergency, or your car battery dying, that's up to Hashem. And we'll talk about that. So here is the key, that's the premise of this book. And that is that we have 100% control over that outflow pipe, zero control over that inflow pipe, which is a life-changing concept, which means that the only person you can actually change is yourself. Most of us probably, consciously or subconsciously, try to spend years, decades, trying to make our marriage work by trying to change our wives, trying to change your wife, trying to get her to be more organized or more punctual or more thrifty or more available to you. And you encounter frustration. You can't change your wife any more than you can change the weather. You have no control over anything except your own thoughts and your own words and your own actions. Machshava, dibur, or maisa. You cannot make your wife be more organized, but you can control what you say when you walk into the kitchen and find the dishes, still on the table. And we could explain why criticism never works about promoting change. You can try to control what you think, like we'll explain. Instead of getting annoyed, you could learn the tools of how, even in your mind, to judge favorably, to make a choice that you're going to connect with your wife, despite whatever flaws you see, and to make and allow and promote shalom in your house and in your heart. But the good news is that although this is true, that a person can only change themselves, but the good news is when you change yourself, you change your marriage. There is a power of influence with astonishing results. That's a paradox. You work on yourself and the results will happen overall. He will talk in the book about building tools with exercises and these weapons that enabled us to overcome the negative tendencies that undermine our marriage. And we choose to do this, practice it 3 weeks at a time, then employ the next tool another 3 weeks, and so on and so forth. We'll go through all of these tools, the Ezras Hashem. And when you speak to therapists, marriage therapists, that they have, both husband and wife attend counseling sessions, they both said that all therapists say that even if one spouse starts in the therapy process, one of them, doesn't have to be both of them, ideally both of them, of course, but even if one of them makes these changes, the whole marriage improves. So you have to remember that. Hopefully you and your wife are working together, hopefully listening to these shiurim respectively together, the panimi shiurim, the joint ones, and so on. But even if not, the book that we're going to talk about, Be'ez Hashem, here, and the tools we're going to talk about in the shiurim, based on this book, can improve your relationship with your wife, and will improve your relationship with yourself, and will improve the relationship with your Creator, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, would it be better and greater if your wife also works on improving herself? The truth is if you move forward, be patient, don't expect no expectations, but you try and you work through it, your wife most likely will jump aboard and want to participate and reciprocate. But the idea is that you do have the power to make the marriage of your dreams become a reality, and through your own efforts alone. Don't just say that, you know, everything has to change on the outside. Now, if there's serious problems and you do a shtadlis to get counseling, we'll talk about that as well. But primarily, you have this premise, and Be'ezus Hashem, you will thrive. So Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to talk about the basics, important principles of this book, which again has a foreword and an endorsement by Rav Ram Tversky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And I respect, admire Rav Yecheskel Seltzer for everything that he does and producing this very important, beautiful book. Bracha v'hatzlacha.